Come in.
Fine. He's been fighting to get that gag in. I think that was... Yes, that was the one he started at the beginning of the lunch. It's fine. Can you just remove him, please, while I talk to the great Gambo?
I was afraid my joke might not be too good.
No, listen, Gambo, you'll do for me. I think the most outstanding thing to me this year from you has been your contribution to our memory banks of all these wonderful old artists like the Drifters and all the classic artists. Those lovely specials that you've been doing.
Oh, thanks very much.
I thought they were really excellent.
It's actually quite surprising how, except for the really, really loyalist fans, that people don't realize the few years put in by stars before they're famous. So there's always a couple of records that people don't have, and in some cases have never even heard of. Like, the records that Paul Simon made under the pseudonym of Jerry Landis, for example, Carlos Dominguez, and The Lone Teen Ranger. Not very many people have heard of those. Well, that's just a sample of it.
Right, of course. So your year has been pretty much the same as other years, in as much as that you, as usual, put a lot of effort into your programs, and there's a lot of swatting up to be done, isn't there, really?
Yeah, but I think for me it's been actually onwards and upwards this year, because I think that Thursday evening programs have been more work for me than anything else I've ever done. I mean, a lot of research going into these. And also, of course, Mike Reed and I were very happy with having a number one book this year. That was great.
Right, yes.
Because we hadn't had a number one before. And it's been a very nice year, yes. I've enjoyed it. And here we are on Christmas Day. I can't be with my family there in America, but I'm with my family of jocks.
Oh, that's... Now, listen, you are the last one on, as it were, before I make my choice of favorite piece of music. You're not going to tell us a joke, are you?
Well, I was just going to tell
you... Because I've never heard the great Gambaccini tell a joke.
It's like
ever.
Well, I actually tell, sort of, usually use insults against Jonathan King or something on a Saturday.
Yes, we know.
Oh, man!
But, yes, okay, those are pretty good. You know, like Jonathan King is different from other radio and DJs. He closes supermarkets instead of opening them. But
right, you're not going to
do that. I'm going to tell you the story of Dee Dee. You know the old joke about Dee Dee Sharp. If Dee Dee Sharp married Dave D, she would have been Dee Dee D. But, of course, people don't complete the fantasy. If she had not had a successful marriage and had then gone on to marry Joey D, she would have been Dee 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 Dee. If that had not worked out and she'd gone to the altar in succession with two of the Doobie Brothers, she would have been Dee 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 Doobie Doobie. And if finally she thought she had found true love with Dickie Doo of the group Dickie Doo and the Dotes, she would have been Dee 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 Doobie Doobie Doo, at which case she would have met Frank Sinatra.
That took a lot of thought, didn't it?
Well, yes, I made that one up.
After the amount of plonk you put away, I'm amazed you got it out so well. That was wonderful. Maybe I should rephrase it. The record. You've got to choose a favorite record. What is
right.
It?
Well, my actual two very favorite records of all time are both over 6 minutes. Hey Jude by the Beatles and Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan, which is 6 minutes, in which case we wouldn't even get to play yours. So I'm going to choose my first favorite record. When I was a kid, this was the first record I suddenly realized, hey, I like this better than all the others. And it's At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors.
Go!